Okay, so this is episode 12 of Fragmentum. Moving between using what mics and whatever in Logic does have its problems because I end up doing the wrong sound. Anyway, so this is episode 12 and today I'm going to be talking about my PhD day, which I undertook yesterday on the 12th of December. So I've been slowly pulling lots of things together. It's been pretty useful actually in lots of ways. In the morning, I attempted to fix the issue on my blog, which is research notes, where the the text, the blog entries are not sorted by date. I think they're sorted by file name, but I have to do some sort of sort slice process against a plain text. Piece of plain text, which is proving to be really, really difficult. So if anyone is listening to this and knows anything about Go and configure it out quite quickly, let me know. I'm going to go and have a chat to someone a bit later about that as well today to figure out why it's not doing what I expect. I also updated the site slightly, so I added in my outline blurb that could give you an overall picture of the project. So hopefully that's useful. So check that out, research notes, which is researchnot.es. So in the morning, I figured I'm a Go, didn't get very far. Kind of thinking that I should have had the server on something else, but hey, I'm not going to change it to Jekyll or any other service because it's too much hassle, and at least it does work. So that's been good. I got a new icon for the GitLab. So gitlab.adamproctor.co.uk now has a snazzy icon, thanks to Jade. So check that out. We're working on another few more icons. So that's great. I'm really pleased with that. And again, the discourse site, discourse.adamproctor.co.uk, you can feedback on the icons. The other piece of exciting news was that after a discussion with Doug Belshaw, which I'll come back to in a second, about what my plans were to share things openly, and the fact that one of my blogs was actually currently not available publicly, that this might be of concern to people to get engaged with the project, because if I'm going to have some things hidden and then some things not, am I really being that open? So my main concern was that the text I was writing was going to be utilized for my PhD upgrade in the new year, and that obviously it has a certain level of academic writing. I didn't want to show it too early in case people basically realize that my writing was pretty terrible and takes a lot of editing, but that wasn't really a good enough reason to not be sharing it. So I've made that site open. So that's dlls.adamproctor.co.uk. It's a WordPress, but it's designed to look like a website, and that's to house a series of chapters, about 12 I think, that are related to the areas of interest. So I think actually opening up is a really good idea, because I've already started to get some feedback on those chapters, and the ones that are currently live, again, you can feedback on the discourse site, which also links back through to that blog now and it's public. So please do check out dlls.adamproctor.co.uk, and I would really appreciate your feedback. So Doug really, you know, encouraged me to do that, and I think that he's totally right, and it was not a good idea to actually hide anything. So I'm really pleased that everything is open, which it should be. So that's great. And as soon as I finish a few of those chapters, you will see them go live on the site as soon as I press publish. So that's great. So the horribly unreadable versions can stay on my computer, and that's the only place where they are semi-private. Okay, so the other thing I talked to Doug about is Doug is working on a project for called MoodleNet, which is looking at a new thing that Moodle will have, which is about, I think that the worst way of explaining it is like LinkedIn, but for educators around Moodle. But there's loads of other stuff we talked about, so that's probably the worst. If you want to go and check it out, I'll link to the white paper that Doug is currently pulling together in the show notes. But mainly we were discussing how some of the things related to the MoodleNet around like sort of its principles, very similar to what I'm looking at in my terms of manifesto, and its ideas of engaging people, really interesting. And one of the things that Doug was keen to sort of have a chat about was just the project in general, because there is definitely some overlap in general terms, particularly around the principles in the manifesto, but also in the fact that he like most people, very interested in this area of delightful design, which I'm carving out as part of my PhD process. And so I had a real crack at getting that content and that subject put together so that I can share it with you and, like, obviously Doug as soon as possible. And I had a good afternoon of really banging away at transforming that. So there's a lot to go through. I think that still, it was quite a lot harder than I thought, you know, trying to explain what it means. I've got a good idea now, and I'm sort of transforming it into a structured document that really kind of looks at the kind of discussion around sort of Maslow's hierarchy of needs and its connection to UI design, but sort of says, actually, this isn't about making things just pleasurable or making them amusing through you know, anthropomorphism and those kind of things, but actually there's a lot more to it, and that it's about empowering and making people feel good in their processes. And at the end of the day, I came up with this ridiculous idea, but I think I might include it in my blog post, which is that it's a bit like milk at the back. So if you don't know about this in design terms, milk at the back in a supermarket is where they place milk. So you will always find the milk in whatever supermarket you go to is at the back of the store, at the furthest location from the door. And that's because milk is the most purchased item by everyone, predominantly. And by placing it at the very back, they will encourage shoppers to have to browse or walk through the entire store to purchase that item. Everyone will probably want it at that time that they're there. And so this is to encourage and nudge people to buy more things than they necessarily want. Now, if milk was... Now, you can still get through the supermarket. You can still walk and grab the milk and go out, you know, and you've achieved what you want. It's been a functional exchange, but it's not a particularly delightful exchange. You don't feel that great about having to walk, especially if it's a large supermarket, all the way through the store. To make a delightful experience, that milk should be at the front of the store. Now, this is about, you know, being, you know, brave enough to not be thinking about the end product. And I think when I'm talking about designing delightful, open, ethical systems, we want to do that. We want to make sure the things that people want are there at the time that they want them and when they want them. So this is definitely going to be an analogy that I may or may not use, that it should be to create a delightful experience. It's like having milk at the front. Thanks again for listening. Enjoy the rest of your week.